Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's a huge evangelistic army. They're coming together for the World Cup, and their goal is 100,000 souls to come to Jesus.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. Many people are traveling from all over the world. Brazil's expecting, present right now, 600,000 visitors, and many are from Muslim nations. And so they're coming, and they have plans and Bibles and all types of programs set up so they can go out there and witness and share the love of God with them. And some of these folks are going to be hearing about Jesus for the very first time. So just very excited about that.
It reminds me of Jersey, where, you know, people live within a five-block radius, and they don't travel anywhere out. So when you see somebody from Jersey outside that five-block radius, witness to them.
Right.
Is that not right?
That's right.
I mean, it's amazing. So people, you know, that's a perfect example. When people are coming to the World Cup, that's a time to get down there and talk to them, because they've never came outside of their culture. They've never come outside
never come
of whatever.
On out.
You know, and being Muslim means you were born into a family or married into a family, and they say, you know, boom, you're Muslim.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it happens, you know, versus being born again in the kingdom of God. So they don't know anything else outside of that. And remember this too, that God loves the Muslims, and he loves them, and that he will show himself to them. And they go like, wow, your God is real. I mean, and speaking of that, you know, Mecca is like right around the corner. It's happening, I think, in June or July, or, you know, their pilgrimage to. And this is one time when Muslims begin to pray out and ask, you know, God, show yourself to me.
Wow.
Show a sign to me. And this is when a lot of Muslims begin to see, you know, Jesus.
Yeah.
And when you call out for God, God will answer. So just pray when they're calling out, Lord, speak to me. God, speak to me. Show yourself to me. And that Jesus would reveal himself to the Muslims. And many get saved during that time because they're crying out to God. And so when you see that, they're just going like, ah. Just go, this is the moment in time that they're seeking.
That's right.
This is the moment in time they're taking that pilgrimage, and they're going, walking around that hole in the ground. They're waiting for that to come out of the hole and put a mark. And I was listening to, remember the quote, Million Man March, that was really about 100 folks?
Yeah.
No. And in Washington, D.C., and watching an interview take place with one of the Muslims that was there passing out newspapers, and he said, "I'm an American Muslim. I don't identify with all. I don't speak Arabic or whatever language, Farsi, whatever they're talking about." And but he knew what was going on. But he's just trying to disassociate himself from what was happening. And because I mean, if and truly, you know, if you're saying you're a Christian, and but there's people saying they're Christians, but they're violating the Bible, you got to be able to say, well, that's not what God does. You're right, that is happening. But those folks right there, they're not followers of Jesus Christ. But, you know, Muslims don't stand up and go, you know, all Muslims don't stand up and go. Some do, very few do. Stand up and say, well, that's not, they're not Muslims, what they're doing. This killing and beheading and all that. You don't see. You know, as a matter of fact, we had, what's her name?
Bridget. Yeah, according to Bridget, 1.2, 1.8 billion.
Yeah.
Muslims, and 15 to 25% are radical jihadists, which would bring that number to close to 300 million, which is
bigger than the United States.
Yeah.
Who wants to see the Western world ended?
So where are the other 800 or 900 thousand, you know, Muslims at?
And she said the majority is irrelevant in everything, not just in this, not just in Muslims, but Christianity and the populations and all. Well, irrelevant for the fact they're not going to say nothing, and so it's a perfect time to be able to pray that God would reveal himself to the Muslim people and pray for them. And I hadn't got a chance to get to it. I don't know whether I'm just, you know, there's so much going on. We're trying not to overload you, but Son of Hamas, I hadn't got a chance to be able to share about that. But it just gives you such a great paradigm of having a burden for the Muslim people and understanding they were raised up in that. That's all they know. And that's God to them until they know God through Jesus Christ. And there's so many religious battles going on that when you meet this loving Jesus who even says, love your enemies and pray for them, this is a huge paradigm shift for all these other religions of the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.